Potatoes, potatoes, potatoes. That's right. That's where we're going to start here. Danny Vallant, cook and writer, has joined us. There's a controversy that's been going on over the news. Producer Joe thinks that a chip sandwich is a worthy last ever meal. Crisp is what she says because she's British. Danny Vallant, is what Joe says valid?
Well, I have a British person that lives in my household and he thinks it's like good anytime, even if you're not on death row.
Can you describe what the crisp sandwich is? Because it's a mystery to me.
Well, look, there is so many people who have very strong opinions about how this should be, but I couldn't say there's a consensus, but a weight of opinion says it must be fluffy, fresh, commercial white bread. Sourdough has no place here. A lot of butter and some crisps. Sandwiched, right, and then eaten with delight at the soft mealiness, I guess, of the bread, the pappiness, as one of my Facebook friends said, and the crunch of the chips. Now, some will sprinkle salt, some will smear Vegemite. I've even had someone tell me they'll put a slice of crisp green apple in amongst it all.
I think it's cruel that we don't have a selection of these crisp sandwiches in front of us to taste.
What kind of radio regular would come in today without goodies for you and Joe? I'm really sorry. I'm very remiss.
Look, I think you've been quite busy because this topic of potatoes, I know you put up on your Facebook site. My neighbour came up to me and said to me last night, so you're talking about potatoes to Danny Vallant. Like, people get excited about potatoes.
There's a lot of passion, potato passion.
It went off.
Spud love. It's out there.
So I'm from a family. My mother was brought up in Amsterdam. She was born during the Second World War. There was very little food around, but there's a story that's often told about a sack of potatoes that my grandfather found on the street in the middle of the night that saved the family. They're a family of 11 eventually, but at that stage, five kids, young parents. Sack of potatoes. People are emotional about potatoes.
Yeah, I think they are. They're such a humble vegetable, aren't they?
Yes.
And when people start thinking about, you know, the meals where you gather around that family table and, you know, those sort of hearth and home experiences, I think potatoes are often part of those, whether they're roasted, whether they're mashed, whether they're fancy and layered. But I think they're often there, aren't they?
Whether they're gratined is that a thing? But they're so vilified at the same time, Danny Vallant. Like, there's a whole school of thought that tells us potatoes, or has in history, potatoes are bad for you. The equation is potatoes make you fat.
The carb police are walking among us. look, with all these things, I think, take it with a grain of salt, or perhaps a salted potato chip. Look, I think I don't recommend this, but there is a guy that lived on potatoes for a year. Like, there is actually, because there's a diet, there's every kind of diet. There is a potato diet now. I'm not advocating that, but his.
I did it. I said it.
You said
potato. Is that that is wrong to do? It's not. I don't have Irish roots, and I shouldn't say potato like that. But it's so delicious, potato. See?
Uh-oh.
If you're offended by that, or you can say it better than me, give me a call, 1300-222-774. You might need to teach me a bit of cultural correctness. But we often do associate them with the Irish as well.
Definitely. And I think the Irish are not afraid of a carb here or there. And I don't think we should be. Well, I'm not saying we shouldn't. I'm not telling you what to eat, guys. But I'm just saying I'm happy to have a little bit of potato in my life. And I think even people who don't like potatoes will allow the sweet potato. And I will allow that as well, because it can be enjoyed in many of the same ways. So beautiful sweet potato mash, sweet potato sliced and just put in the toaster. That's a thing these days.
What?
Yep.
Danny Vallant, breaking rules here on the afternoon show. I'm Claire Bowditch. Danny's with us for a little while. We're talking potatoes. What are your favourites? What are your non-favourite dishes to make with potatoes? 1300-222-774. Got an opinion? This texter does. Says, no, forget the chips. Twisties in a Sanger. The best.
That's so funny because I had never even considered such a thing, but someone did mention that to me. So obviously it was a bit of a school lunch thing, something you could get at the tuck shop. But I heard
my kids would just go nuts with joy if I did that, if I just surprised them with them.
Everyone should do that once.
Get rid of the wholemeal.
Yeah, that's right. In New Zealand, apparently it's a thing. It's a school lunch thing from the tuck shop. Vegemite, white bread and the chips, the crisps, wrapped in Glad wrap on the side in your little school lunch, and that's okay. So people have been growing up straight and tall eating those things for generations, I think.
They certainly have. What are your thoughts and views on potatoes? Give me a text, 0437 774 774. Do you grow them? Are you someone who's like, oh, it's the full moon, I shall now biodynamically wrap my potato and what's in soil and put it in there, and then it grew? And have you got a story about growing potatoes? 1300 222 774, the number to call, or text 0437 774 774 if you want to save your family recipe. We're here with Danny Vallant, cooking writer. I always look forward to you coming in, Danny.
I look forward to it as well.
I learned something.
It does make me hungry.
Me too. Susie says, I love crisp sandwiches. Aussie equivalent is with nachos. Thank you very much, she says. Another, controversially, this texter, who remains anonymous for obvious reasons, said, I think I'd rather starve than eat a spud. I'm not a fan of them at all.
Wow, that's amazing. I don't know if this person has ever had Janssen's Frestelse.
Hello. What's that?
It is a Swedish casserole made of potatoes, and it translates as Janssen's temptation.
Really?
And when
good.
I tell you what's in it, you'll know why it's so tempting.
Let's hear it.
Potatoes, onions, pickled sprats, you can call them anchovies.
Oh, thanks.
Breadcrumbs and cream, commonly included in a Swedish Christmas dinner.
Bam!
But can be eaten at Easter as well. And I would suggest possibly tonight at my place. How good does that sound? A little bit of that saltiness. Oh, you're not looking tempted.
No, I am. I'm so hungry. I've just remembered that I forgot to eat lunch and I'm about to eat my fist because I love an anchovy. Others in the ABC team do not. Producer Joe, again, has a strong opinion
on
this.
She's a lover of salt. I'm not sure.
Look at her. She's shaking her head here. I can see it. You can't, but you can call me, 1300 222 774.
I don't think she even likes potatoes and anchovy said in the same sentence.
Oh, she's a dark, dark horse. Why don't we start here? Marina from Wallington.
Hello,
talk to
Claire.
Us. Hi.
Before I start, I'm recovering from surgery and sometimes I use a wheelie walker, and as I walk along I go, put a pep in your step, put a pep in your step. You brainwash me, woman.
Good. That's what we're hoping to do, positively, I hope.
Okay, about the potato. There's a chap called Anthony William, a New York bestseller Time book, and he claims that potatoes are one of the top brain foods. Now, what you put on them is a different story. But
tell me his name again.
Anthony William.
William, okay.
Yes. And his book's titled Medical Medium, the Mystery Behind Chronic Illnesses.
Oh, right. Good. Okay.
Yes. So
I don't know what to think of that, but yeah.
Potatoes are on his list.
Good on you.
Very important for us.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Marina, and all the best for your recovery. We'll be thinking of you here in afternoons.
And I'll put a pep in my step, Claire.
Good on you, my friend. Keep it up.
Bye.
Bye now. I remember actually there was a book, I think it was by Dr. Kathleen Mason, years ago, that was called Potatoes, Not Prozac. Her theory was, sadly, just before the sort of hatred of potatoes came. I don't know if the book sold at all. But
wow.
It was basically saying that potatoes are a really important ingredient to help us regulate brain sugar.
I think they've got more good stuff in them than you might think by just looking at their plain white waxiness.
Fair enough. What do you think, Andrew Foster? G'day, Andrew Foster. How do you do? Oh, I'm trying to pick you up there. Hello, Andrew. Are you there? Oh, the phone's stuck for some reason, Andrew. Sorry about that. I'll try again. Nope, can't get you through. I'm going to go for another call. Stay. Yeah. Right now I've got Dave from Smithsdale. Hello, Dave. I got you.
It's my sale, love.
Oh, thank you very much. Sorry about that, Dave.
They're called spuds, and I'm surprised that most Irish don't call them spuds because, I come from just about the capital of North of Ireland, which is Liverpool.
So you know a bit about this.
We call them chip butties.
Yes,
chip butties.
Yes, you do.
That's great.
What a great phrase that is.
Well, a lot of butter on the bread, then your chips, Yeah, chip butties.
You still eat them now, Dave, on a regular basis?
Not on a regular basis, but I do eat them, same as I eat bangers and mash and soft eggs on mash.
Yum.
Yum.
Mash them all up, you know.
It's heaven on toast.
Yeah, actually, I think it was last week, the week before, they were talking about Cornish pasties and the way they the way they wear, well, they're called Oggies.
Oggies. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Hot chips or cold chips for you?
Hot.
Always hot. Thanks, Dave, for calling. Dave from Smythesdale. Cleared up a few things there.
Definitely, yes. And it does make me think we need to mention the souvlaki with chips inside.
What?
Yes, no. With hot chips. Yes.
Really?
Yes, that is very common in Greek land and something that, yeah, I think is actually should be applauded.
I think it's wonderful. Gunzel has texted in to say, yes, crisp sandwich. No, no, it's called a chip butty. So we've got two
there we
votes
go.
For chip butty. Looking to the English person on our team, producer Joe, have we got a nod? Nope, we've got a shake. She says that chip butty is actually hot chips. So there you go. Put that in your pipe and smoke it on afternoons, 15 past 2 on ABC Radio Melbourne and right throughout Victoria. Loving hearing your voices. Keep them in. If you've got something to contribute about the humble potato and your love of it, perhaps a tip for your secret favourite recipe, 1300 222 774 is the number to call, or you can text, as has Fleur in Emerald. Grated potato is great. Boom. On a homemade pizza, well done. But Jack in Hobart says, nah, cutting down on carbs. If you are, a tip for you, try mashing equal amounts of potato, sweet potato and pumpkin with Greek yogurt and hummus, mixing in spring onion.
That's many food groups and I'm all about that. That sounds great.
Good.
Sounds delicious.
Oh, delicious, Jack. I did get a little mouth water there. It really does sound yummy to me.
It does. It sounds really good. There's a dish that I came across in my research for this, which I haven't had and now I'm going to try, and it's called potato boulangère.
Hello.
So boulangère is the baker in France. And so it was called so.
Is any baker, or that's what it means?
Well, it was called potatoes boulangère. Well,
I'm going
pomme de terre boulangère, I suspect. not spud boulangère, but because you would take your casserole to the bread oven, the public bread oven, and you would have it cooked in there because you didn't perhaps have an oven at home.
I think that's wonderful.
And that is a layered bake with potatoes, onions, rosemary, milk and stock.
Doesn't have to be expensive. Doesn't have to be fancy. Just has to have potatoes in it. What do you think, Joanna Vachuca? Have you got something you can share with us that you know?
Oh, yes. I'm enjoying listening to your program.
Thank you, Joanna.
If you have mashed potato, if you boil the milk that you're mixing with it, I read that in a recipe book, and it really does make the potato very nice.
Danny's nodding here. You've heard that one before, Danny?
Oh, look, it actually, she brings up a very important point, which
thanks,
is
Joan.
how to do good mashed potato and how to not get it lumpy, and also which potatoes to use for such a purpose. And I think heating the milk is a very important factor.
Joan,
it does alter the flavour. I think it's very tasty.
Deeply tasty. Now, do you add butter? Do you add salt? What do you add in there as well, Joan?
Oh, yeah, a bit of butter and a bit of salt and a bit of pepper.
Yum.
How often would you have that, do you think?
When I can be bothered mashing the potatoes.
Now, if you don't use all the potatoes on that first round, do you have another recipe that you use the leftover mash for?
No, we just simply heat it up and eat it with a little bit of meat the next day with homemade tomato relish.
Woman after my own
sounds
heart.
Sounds good round there.
Making me hungry. Thank you, Joan.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
I think Joan's family are onto a good thing. Keep Joan around.
Definitely, yes. It's coming into potato salad season, so I think that's something else we can do with our beautiful potatoes. And my favourite for those is kipfler.
Yes, they're a bit Dutch, those ones, aren't they?
Don't know.
Look, there's a potato salad that we do in my family. It's very, very simple. When I say my family, I mean Mum and Dad. When he was around, God bless his soul. This was a classic. We took very simple. You boil up some potatoes. You take them off the heat. Then you cut them into cubes. You grate some onion, very, very finely, some white onion. You take some parsley. You take a commercial brand of mayonnaise that may or may not start with a P, and you just pretty much dollop a whole bottle of it in there, and you give it. This was an 80s recipe. It was wonderful. Give it a big toss. That's about it. Bit of salt, and it's ladicious.
Yeah, absolutely. And
sometimes even a little bit of apple grated in there.
That's very nice. That's when the fancy people are coming over.
A bit fancy.
Yeah, it is a bit fancy.
One of my sisters might ring and correct me on that recipe, but that's my memory of it.
Yeah. I think so long as you're dressing the potatoes when they're warm, then all is going to be well.
Okay, that's the trick. Let's get to more of your recipes. If you want to share your love of potatoes with us, Danny Valance here. She's cook and writer who comes in regularly to sort of inspire us, I think. 1300 222 774 is the number to call, or text 0437 774 774. Rob from Axdale. G'day, buddy.
How you going?
Oh, I'm glad to hear your voice because you've got something special to share.
Oh, yeah. Listen, been eating it for years. It's a treat. The Vegemite and cheese, doesn't matter what type of bread, and salt and vinegar chip sandwich.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I tell you what,
yum.
They are the best.
Last night, as I was watching Victoria, which is this, I don't often watch TV, Rob, but I had a chance. I was sitting down. I was making bulk making sandwiches for the week with the kids,
yes,
and, you know, putting freezing them.
As you do
when you're working parent. But there was some leftover cheese, and I smeared the Vegemite on the cheese just as it is and popped it in my mouth, basically. There would have been nothing better than a salt and vinegar chip on top of that.
Oh, listen, it doesn't matter what type of bread. And another thing also, just quickly,
yeah,
with the potato chips, put them in a bag, run the roller over them, and don't worry about the breadcrumbs on the fish. You can take either... You can have chicken, salt, vinegar,
Danny Valance's mind is just blown. Everything's changed.
I think every year you hear one thing that you know you're going to take with you for the rest of your life.
Just get a roll of pin over it. Yeah, put in a Glad bag, seal it.
You're great.
And crunch them all up and use that instead of breadcrumbs on your fish.
Look, the afternoon's brains trust will be coming back to us for years with this one. Rob of Axdale,
okay.
You've changed it. You've changed the temperature of the world.
We've done something good for the day.
Good on
Definitely.
You, buddy. You've made a
Cheers.
Difference. See you, bud.
See you, lady.
Rob from Axdale. Genius.
Absolutely.
Who is this, Rob?
This is a miracle.
Look, if he's not married, he will be soon because that is a legendary recipe. You're in Afternoons. Danny Valance with us. We're taking lots of your calls about potatoes, good old potaties. So many calls and texts about potatoes, 1300 222 774. Let's go here. Look, you've been highlighted as special, Jennifer of Ringwood. What have you got to tell us?
Well, my daughter makes chicken fingers, and that is you get breast and cut them up into small bits, soak them in Italian salad dressing for however long you want.
Okay.
Then roll them in potato chips. Whatever flavour you want. We use cheese and onion.
Oh, yes.
Bake them in the oven for about 10 minutes and they are divine.
Jennifer, Penina Peterson's going to hear about this. She's the woman who makes, you know, she's come in before on our Tie Day Tuesday segment, and she helps us sort of bulk cook and save a lot of cash, make tasty things. This sounds like the kind of recipe that she will love.
Beautiful. I didn't invent it. I got it from a friend in Canada, but we've made it our own by adding the cheese and onion chips, but it is so nice.
Danny?
It sounds like some crunchy deliciousness right there.
Some crunchy, crazy, easy meal for a Monday night. Thank you, Jennifer of Ringwood.
No problem.
I love that step that Jennifer's just mentioned where you soak the cut-up chicken breasts in an Italian salad dressing.
Isn't that interesting?
You don't often hear that. That's new. Danny, I've got room here for Alan from Roeville, who wanted to make a comment to us. Hello, Alan.
Oh, hi, Claire and Danny. How are you?
Very well.
That's good.
You got something to share with us, Alan?
Well, I was going to tell you about my mashed potato recipe. But
go on.
Then, well, as you peel the potatoes, you keep the peel.
Ooh.
And then you put that in with some milk, fresh thyme, cloves, add a bit of garlic if you want, and bring that to the boil. As soon as it comes to the boil, we'll start simmering, take it off the heat.
You should see how hard Danny's concentrating as you speak, Alan.
The flavours infuse. And that milk is then strained into the potato as you're mashing them, and, oh, the flavours and the creaminess is just beautiful. You could also make it creamier by putting a bit of butter in there as well. Depending on, I suppose, the waistline and all that. But
or just general pleasure, you know, ability to involve your life with pleasure. I mean, what is life without butter, Alan? What is it?
Exactly.
It's nothing.
Yes. But my partner's developed what we call smashed potatoes, which is almost cooking them in the microwave. They've got to be very soft. Then you just put them in a fry pan, skins and all, and basically smash them down so they kind of break open but don't become just a sloppy mess. And she then adds some fresh thyme and garlic over that with pepper, and probably cook them for about 30 to 40 minutes, I suppose, on a low to medium heat, and they just come out.
I feel like we've had an insight not only into potatoes but also the secret of your relationship, Alan. Just keep stick together, you two, all right?
Oh, as long as you keep smashing those potatoes, yeah.
There's the key.
Oh, Alan of Roeville. Look, Danny, I think we really could quite genuinely do at least another 4 hours on mashed potatoes.
I would say so, but we would starve in the meantime.
We would, and I can hear it crumbling already. This texter says, leftover mash, as if, never happens. I think you've made a point. Danny, what are you excited about at the moment before I let you go? What's on for you?
Well, my day is being bookended by the Young Chefs competition that's running in Melbourne today, and I've just been watching these young chefs cook, and tonight I'm going to be very excited to be there for the awards ceremony. So it's just been, I haven't seen a potato actually in there this morning, but there's been much deliciousness.
The talent of it, of them.
And the application, like the steely determination, the flames, the knife work. It's thrilling to see these young chefs come through.
How young?
So they're under 30.
Go kids.
Yep.
Beautiful stuff. Danny Vallant, it's been a pleasure to have you in.